This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Right now, we're going to get into the celebrity trash. We're going to start with Free Willy.
The Orca.
Yep, the movie from 1993. That was the first of three. The kid who starred in that is named Jason James Richter.
Never saw it.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I don't know if I ever saw Free Willy. I feel like it was everywhere for a while. Did you see it?
I don't think so.
We were grown-ups at that point. I was working in St. Louis in 1993. Mm-hmm. But I remember it being a thing, you know, people into that. It seemed like a modern-day flipper, you know, a boy and a fish. Sorry, a boy and a sea mammal.
Right.
Friends. So if you remember the kid from that, and he was a little cutie, he is now 38. And here's the joke they wrote here. I'm going to just read it to you. The kid who freed Willy recently got arrested after accusing his girlfriend of freeing someone else's Willy.
Where's the drum hit?
It's a good one, right? Yeah, they write some good jokes in this. Last Monday, Jason James Richter was arguing with his girlfriend over whether or not she'd had an affair with a coworker. The woman says he grabbed her after kicking in a door to get to her. He was charged with two misdemeanors, vandalism and battery, that did not cause injury. She wasn't hurt, but he got violent and scared her, and so she called the police. And I guess he had left, and then he came back, and she locked herself in a bathroom, and he broke that door down.
Oh.
Yeah. He was so arrested for vandalism and battery that did not cause injury. He was released on $20,000 bail, but not until the following Wednesday. This happened last Monday, so he was in jail for a couple of days, just waiting for someone to bail him out. He was 11 when he starred in Free Willy, and he went on to do two sequels. So I don't know what'll happen with that, but he makes the news this morning. Selma Blair's also in the news today. She has revealed that she's just been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I guess for the last 15 years, she's been dropping things. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Is Selma Blair the lady that was in the sitcom, the comeback sitcom, with Charlie
for
Sheen?
A minute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was in it for like the little bit of the first season, and
then
they got in a big fight. Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if, because look, Charlie's Charlie. He's a derelict. He's, you know, he's a drug addict. He's all those things, but he's also, you know, he's been acting since he was a little boy. And I wonder if she wasn't having those kind of issues. And maybe it caused, that's what it caught. Like, did she know what was wrong with her?
No. And I guess it was Elizabeth Berkley, you know, the chick. She's from Saved by the Bell,
right,
and the Showgirls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She was with her, and I guess they're good friends. And she's like, look, you let my brother take a look at you. He's a doctor, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not just let her brother take a look. She'd been experiencing symptoms for years, and at 46, she just actually got diagnosed.
Wow.
She is determined to lead a normal life, or as normal as she can make it. She says, in an Instagram post on Saturday, she said, I am disabled. I fall sometimes. I drop things. My memory's foggy, and my left side is asking for directions from a GPS that's broken. She wants to lead a normal life. I want to play with my son again. I want to walk down the street and ride my horse. I have MS and I am okay, but if you see me dropping crap all over the street, feel free to help me pick it up. It takes a whole day for me alone.
I wonder if that's the first thing I thought is, I wonder if that she was having real problems and there's Charlie squawking at her from the sidelines, you know, whatever, trying to get a scene done.
Who knows?
Well,
I don't really know. I don't know how MS manifests. I just don't. And it sounds like she sort of lived with it and managed it for a really long time before she bothered to, you know, some people really hate the doctor.
Well, you never want to face that stuff either.
No. She's actually currently filming an upcoming Netflix series. It's called Another Life. And once she revealed this to everyone. And I guess everyone there had already been really helpful. She had posted something about a costume designer who was designing all the clothes for her character, whose name I think is Harper. And she said, and she helps me get into the pants, and she does up all my buttons. And she's, you know, as she's talking about her MS. So this woman helps dress her and get her together.
Good that she can still work.
Yeah, she said everyone's been totally helpful and understanding. They also said, you know, we're always looking for a good scary movie. Oh, we watched some POS on Saturday night. I fall asleep halfway through.
What was
through.
It? I can't wait.
Yeah, no, some just to warn you off of it. I can't remember what the name of it was. About a little girl who, her twin died at birth or something. And she didn't know about this twin, so she starts looking in the mirror, and the twin is in there. All of a sudden, the twin like comes out, and first she's like trying to help her, but then she makes her touch the glass and kiss the mirror, and then she takes over the body and starts doing all this twisted crap. And
So
it sounded really good, right? I can't think of what the name of it is, though. And then I fell asleep.
Would it be called The Unborn?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I know. Let's ask Who-Man.
Who-Man.
Who-Man. He doesn't watch scary movies.
Yeah, I don't watch scary movies.
Oh, boy.
You don't know the name of it? Is that what you guys are
but
saying?
It was funny because I was into it, but I fell asleep. And then I woke up when they were all going, oh, man, oh. I guess I hated the way it ended. And it was gutsy.
Oh, so you don't know it was a POS.
No, they were saying, but I do know because they were saying. I was like, oh, save it. So I'll, they go, don't bother.
Do you know anyone who starred in it?
No, there's no stars.
Oh. No stars. Why'd you pick it?
Oh, you know who the father is in it?
Who?
It's the captain from Star Trek Discovery, from that season.
He's a great actor.
Oh, he's good in it. You know, he's fine.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, and the mom is Mira Sorvino.
Oh,
the mom?
Yeah, yeah.
Boy,
out of nowhere, she's had a lot of work done.
Oh no. Mm-hmm.
Well, she looks fine. She looks good. You know, all the Hollywood chicks look like that. Anyway, they're talking about Selma doing this horror film with Nicolas Cage last year called Mom and Dad that they say is amazing.
Who's they?
The people.
Oh, okay.
They.
The people at our prep service?
Yes, exactly.
The movie's called Look Away.
Oh, yeah, Look Away. That's what it's called. Terrible.
Yeah, you should look away.
Yeah, look away. Look away from this one. No good. Anyway, if you're looking for a good horror story, our prep service is recommending Mom and Dad. It's so I wrote that down. You know, you need to find a good scary movie. Oh, by the way, speaking of Halloween, my costume arrived.
Finally!
I know, thank God.
Was it everything you had hoped for?
I don't know, I didn't try it on yet. I'm sure it'll be too tight. It's a large, but I'm sure it won't fit me.
Oh my God, I had to get a plus size costume.
God, it's so annoying.
It is.
I feel like I'm a kind of a medium sized person.
Well,
like,
the top fits, but the bottom, like I'm going to have to safety pin the bottom part, but I had to get the top to
because
fit.
Because you need the top to not be smushing your girls. Yeah.
Plus size. Oh my God. I'm so bad.
You're not, you just have big boobs.
Huge ones.
Yeah. Good size. They're solid. Anyway. This story is just silly, but they're talking about how you name it, you can shame it. Like that everyone, you know, don't slut shame, don't fat shame.
Oh, well, I've said forever.
Hair shame.
don't
clothing shame.
It's the easiest thing in the world to slag on something. Mm-hmm. And I could have started sucks.com a million years ago and I could just tell you why anything sucks.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Right.
That's why when people start sitting, you know, get on Twitter and they're like, it's like, dude, that's the least original thought of all times. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me something nice about something? Right. That's harder.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. That's why people don't do it. Yeah. Let's do hard stuff.
Sucks. Of course that sucks. Everything sucks.
So now we have bike shaming.
Bike shaming?
Yes. Martha Stewart posted a picture of herself with her bike, and someone had a problem with it because she's 77 years old. So it's more really age shaming than bike shaming.
Oh, as in she shouldn't be riding a bike?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't ride
You're
a bike.
Too old
You're
to
too
be
old.
Riding a bike. So some guy says, sorry, but you are too old to bike safely. Yeah. Set an example, admit it, make it easier for the rest of us to give up thinking we can all still do it.
Yeah.
What?
Can you believe that?
No.
Horrible.
Well, here's the thing. The fact that anyone even paid attention to that guy just makes people go, that's why I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because people hear me. Because someone's reacting to what my opinion.
Yeah, that guy could have been from around here, and he's listening to us talk about his stupid tweet this
morning.
And
he's like, I did it.
I made the radio. obviously, Martha Stewart did not agree. I did not know she was 77. She looks absolutely amazing.
I think she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And she's so charming on that. I mean, the last time I saw her was on that Snoop Dogg show where they drink on it, and then they battle, like, you know, making chicken wings or, you know, whatever the item of the day is. They each have a separate recipe for it, and then they have a panel of judges who comes and decides which one they like better. Martha said, I feel sorry for you if you think I'm too old to bicycle. I keep in excellent shape by doing many outdoor and indoor exercises and activities. Mm-hmm. So she did not take the bike.
To his point, balance is the first thing to go. Mm-hmm. You got to work on that as you age. That's the most important thing.
You don't want to fall down and crack a hip, maybe.
And actually, biking's probably a great way to do that.
Oh my God. It's all about balance. Mm-hmm. And it's like an innate thing, you know? It's like they say, you never forget how to ride a bike. Once you know how, you know how. So check it when you get a little older. Do you still know how? Maybe you should be working on that balance. I'm going to do just a quick little Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson roundup.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's the best. And every outlet is trying to have their own angle on the story. So I grabbed a few of them. Ariana and Pete, according to TMZ, they both seem to know that marriage wasn't in the cards. Even after they got engaged, they never lifted a finger to seal the deal. That's like a couple people we know.
What are you talking about?
All the engaged people on this show who have gotten engaged and then that was the end of it.
That's not true.
They satisfied that.
But what's going on?
Yeah,
have you saved a date?
Today?
Have you...
I made another baby on that girl. Are you nuts?
Yeah, that's had really nothing to do with getting married.
What
have you done toward getting married?
I got her a ring.
Yeah, that's, yes.
Yes.
Step one. And then what happened?
Well, that is when you go like this. Look at me.
Has she made plans?
What is this? Tell me what the name of that is.
That's
done?
I'm done.
That's done.
Yeah.
And so when you're done making a pie, you get the
right.
You get the flour off your hands.
There you go.
It's the flour flourish, I think they call it.
I'm doing a flour flourish as I purchased a ring.
Yes. So you feel that that's your entire role in the... Now you'll just... Whatever she plans, you'll just do it?
Isn't that how that works?
No.
I don't. What is it that you want me to do now?
Agree on a date, agree on the color scheme, help pick the flowers,
nothing's
go
been
and taste the cakes.
Nothing has been presented to me.
So
what you're saying is no, nothing has hit. So much like Pete and Ariana, you gave her the ring and then never talked about getting married again.
Well, no, then the child conversation... has been the thing, and now she's, you know, in the thick of that.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll come up. Right now, she's treading water.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Too bad Brent's not here so we can torture him too.
Yeah.
It's all falling on you, Vin.
Yeah, well, look, let me tell you something. They're busy too. He's on a trip in Europe with a one-year-old.
Did you happen to, I'm not sure if they got posted or not, but they're visiting Edson in London, or they were over the weekend.
You know what, I have not seen one single picture
Nothing,
of
Brent. Me either.
And I don't know if it's just my stupid Instagram. Like, I feel like I need to unfollow a lot of things just so I can see my friends.
I haven't seen anything from him either. And I've actually been kind of looking. I saw some pictures that that Scott showed me.
Oh.
There's a picture of, you know, his little daughter, Diamond, who is so freaking cute. She's like 1 year old. She's just so adorable. I think it's Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of her and Edson, so they're clearly... And
aww.
Scott was telling us, Scott is so lonely. Scott is getting into some trouble, too. He was telling me this story that I killed... I was like, stop telling me. Tell us on the air on Tuesday.
Yeah,
well, what trouble?
In tomorrow. Like from the old days,
his
Scott?
Shoes peed all over, and he... Yeah, like from the old days, Scott.
Oh,
like he really...
Like he was so wasted he peed on his shoes.
Mm-mm.
I've done that.
Someone else did.
Someone else did.
Oh, so someone else was so wasted.
It's part of the sex thing.
We'll have to find out tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
He's pathetic. So
Scott.
That's how I invited
that's
him.
That's not
over
pathetic
last.
If he likes it. Did he like it?
I don't know.
Did he want that?
We'll find out tomorrow.
Do you wear special shoes?
He only has those high-end shoes.
If you're going to that's going to happen
yeah.
to you.
Your galoshes. No, I
Yuck.
Don't. Anyway, so they've made no moves toward getting married. I'm just going to get back to this because I looked at the time.
Yeah.
They got engaged in June. The entire summer passed without locking down a venue, buying a wedding dress, picking a date, any of that crap. Apparently, Ariana did discuss a wedding with her mom, but that's as far as it went.
All joking aside, I really do feel like I did a lot of work. Probably more work for our wedding than she's done.
Oh,
in,
yes.
In picking out the ring, I researched the ring. There was there's a lot to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing costs. Oh, my God. What rings cost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to get a good one, Ben.
Right.
She wants to be able to wear that around her coworkers.
Every day. Yep. All day.
The rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I did some work.
Pete Davidson joked about his breakup on Saturday night with, he did a charity show. He hosted it with Judd Apatow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He said, well, as you could tell, I don't want to be here. There's a lot going on. Does anybody have any open rooms looking for a roommate? I've been covering a bunch of tattoos. That's fun. I'm effing 0 for 2 in the tattoo department. Yeah, I'm afraid to get my mom tattooed on me. That's how bad it is. When Judd praised him for doing the show, Pete said, well, you put me on the flyer. I had to. He said, Judd says he cares more about America than Pete's feelings. And Pete said, I feel like I am America. I'm a good guy that just gets getting kicked in the crotch. You're like, that effing poor kid. I hope he doesn't kill himself. That's America. Okay. And
at least he knows what everyone's thinking.
So he's all bummed out, and Ariana's shopping. Ariana's
Chanel.
Just walking down the street looking fantastic, dressed head to toe, big, huge, puffy white coat with little matching white boots.
Oh.
And a giant Chanel. She's looking good. She is looking like she's doing just fine.
Retail therapy, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vinny?
I have the hot new crafting item that you need to get on.
Oh, is that so?
Early this holiday shopping season.
Well, I can't wait to hear. I'm always looking for new ideas.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Here's what's happening. We've got about 2 weeks till we vote, everyone. I think it's exactly 15 days, but just wanted to, you know, let you know.
Remind everyone. Mm-hmm. And if you've got that ballot sitting at your house, if you're a vote-by-mail person.
I meant to do mine over the weekend.
So
did
you
do yours?
I did not do mine. I know. I got to do it.
All right.
You know, my son is voting this time. This is his first major election that he's voting in. Mm-hmm. So he's going to...
No.
The older one. Yeah.
Right.
So his ballot is sitting at the house. I was like, oh.
Is he excited?
I haven't even told him that his ballot's there.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Like, gotta come home. Fill the sucker out.
So you will make sure that he handles his business.
Definitely. I'll talk to him. I'll fill it out for him over the phone.
Yeah. And would you be...
Signature. That's, you know...
disappointed if he said... I don't want to vote.
Oh, no, he wouldn't say that, believe me.
Kidding. That wasn't the question.
Oh, what? Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be. Everyone needs to vote. No matter, you don't not vote. Please, vote. Come on, everyone. You got to vote. Jesus, please. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks. Big games over the weekend, as the first one on TV was the Pats versus the Bears, and it was a great game, or at least for most of it.
Heard a lot of yelling coming from the man cave.
Oh, your boys enjoyed themselves.
We're yelling and laughing and sounded like we won.
Then a home game for the 49ers had the team unveil the catch statues.
Oh, I heard about this.
Uh-huh.
How was it? Is it? They're set exactly the
23 yards apart.
Amazing.
Which is what the distance between Joe Montana and Dwight Clark was for the very famous game-winning catch. Of course, you know, Dwight Clark has passed away, so it was obviously bittersweet, but that was the 6-yard touchdown catch in a 28-27 victory over the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game back in January 1982. The statues are 23 yards apart, just as the two of them were for that connection. Joe Montana's arms raised in triumph as Dwight Clark jumps into the air and makes the big catch. So
the catch.
Right. It's neat. Yeah. And then we went on to just lose badly. The Rams are undefeated, so they're a good team, and you know, what can you say? Our savior QB is went down and has and isn't gonna be seen again. So 39-10 was the score.
Oh, that's a tough that's a tough number to swallow.
The World Series, everyone, begins tomorrow. I got the Sox.
Yeah, I got the Sox, too.
Sox, Dodgers, everyone.
Well, you can't pick the Dodgers.
Right.
I mean, we hate
right.
them.
Right, yes.
That's and nice. Everyone will have to be on the Sox side.
Your Red Sox. Yeah. So, Sarah's a crafter.
Yep.
She's moved through from paper wallets all the way to high-end leather purses.
That's true, Vinny.
And everything in between.
Mm. I did start with paper purses, though. That's, you know.
Was it paper purses or paper wallets?
Paper wallets, paper purses.
But the first thing was a paper wallet, right?
It actually was like a duct tape wallet.
Right.
I made a duct tape wallet for YouTube, and I was like, oh, man, I could. This is fun.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start doing this.
Okay. There's a product going viral right now called the nose warmer.
Oh.
And it's basically a small winter hat for your nose. You put it on your nose.
How do you?
You tie it around your head.
Oh. Oh, they should do ear things. They should make it so that it's like a around the ear.
I knew you would. I see.
Yeah.
You've just improved it already.
Well, thank you.
So you're going to make one?
Can I see what it looks like?
Let me see if I have a picture. Hold on. I do.
I mean,
have
it just sounds like a little cone. Do I leave space in the bottom to tuck a tissue in so that if my nose is running, it can drip down? I don't want dripping on my yarn.
Why are you so runny?
I don't know. It's
what's the deal with that?
Dust, I guess.
Dust?
Here Every time is. I come in here, my nose is freaking.
Here's your picture.
Did you see the new placards that are downstairs too? That are just like giant placards that are like, "Don't breathe the air here."
Yep. I did see those.
What the F is going to look like? Well, I guess I'll hold my breath while I'm in here. Oh, that is highly unattractive.
It is, but if you've ever been someplace that's freezing, you'd do anything to get warm.
Yeah.
And you how do about not
a,
how, care.
What about a scarf? Could I just have a scarf that I wrap over my nose?
You is could. That... Or you could, or I could start like selling this. Those on Slappy Stuff.
Yeah.
Hold that to the camera.
Do people want this? Or is this just a dumb thing that someone inventorated? And,
it's just dumb.
Yeah. I mean, are you going to wear this?
No.
No matter what color I make it out of, you're
no
not going to put that on.
No.
What if I hang some little dingleberries off of it? Like,
dingleberries.
You know, something no. cute.
The lady who invented them sells them on her website in different styles, including fleece, faux fur, wool, leopard print, and more.
Oh. What about, it almost looks like, lady, your eye patch is on your nose.
It does look very similar to an eye patch.
It's super dumb. But
and a lot of times when your nose is cold, it, you know, gets runny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like, that's just stupid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it'll keep you from getting runny.
I don't know if it will or not.
Because
also there'll be a lot of moisture, just like, you know, you're breathing through this thing. And like, yarn is... It's kind of itchy, and like now it's got like snot running down. Like I feel like I'm gonna have to like make custom Kleenexes to insert in there so that you can change them out,
change
like
them
little
out, right.
little nose liners.
Yeah,
that is.
I wouldn't do that. Just for the record, while
so if I make you one of these, the answer is no.
I'm not gonna do it. I do feel like I'm a function before form guy, and I don't ever. Want to
not wear something just because it's unattractive if it works for you?
Except that I do, there are lines, and I do feel like, you know, you're in public. Like, it's the, like, look.
Get the nose patch off.
Have I ever been pajamas at the grocery store guy? Sure, I have.
Oh, that's good to hear.
But I don't think it's the right move.
The problem with pajamas at the grocery store is that, you know.
Is that you're not wearing underwear and your dong is showing?
Oh,
yeah.
Your dong was showing?
Well, I mean, it's.
I'm wearing underwear when I have pajama bottoms on.
What?
But
why?
The problem is
you don't even have a movable parts.
It doesn't matter. I'm having some underwears on.
You put underwears on when you're wearing your pajama bottoms.
I go both ways.
Oh, do you?
Hey.
Well, my problem is that while I am a private citizen, a lot of times people are like, oh my God, I love the show. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm wearing my pajamas.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't want that.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore.
So I make John go to the store. I just hide at my house. It's pretty much my MO.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wouldn't wear the nose.
Warmer. Yeah.
And I got a giant nose, too, by the way.
I don't blame you. Like, I do feel like what they got going on there can really be accomplished with a scarf. If your nose is really cold, just wrap your face up.
I actually think you're cooler, in my book, if you have snot up the whole sleeve of your arm, jacket sleeve. And it's because your nose is running and you're cold. You're cooler to me than if you're wearing the nose.
Even though
warmer.
That's really, it's a glorified snot collector.
Right. This is cooler than
that's
that
not cool.
thing.
It's not cool. But it is cooler.
Than that thing. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's dumb.
Tomorrow's Mega Millions.
Oh my God.
Has the biggest jackpot in U.S. history at $1.6 billion.
Dang. Oh, I can't wait to win that money.
I didn't win on Friday, and so.
Although someone, I think, got 5 out of 6 in Morgan Hill.
And that was like worth $3 million this time around, right? Like they got a decent.
Oh, I didn't even hear that story.
Yeah.
That story must have been over. Yeah,
it
Saturday.
Was over. I think I heard it Saturday morning.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Yeah,
because of course we're all looking for anything lottery related.
I was actually
did
praying.
I win? Did I win?
I was telling John, I go, you know what? I've been praying lately to win the lottery. I know that's bad, human. But I was
why is that bad?
Because you shouldn't pray for stuff like that, right, human?
Yeah, well, but that would solve so many problems.
Listen,
for you.
You can pray for anything. Ultimately, I mean,
he can quit his job.
I just feel like
and you get your husband back.
Please, God. I deserve it so much.
You know what? I'll tell you something. She wants her husband back, but I also know that she, when he was out of work, she's like, we got to get him a job.
I know.
Remember that?
I thought about that too.
So while you're saying, you know,
he's
could
there
quit his
all
job.
The time. Yeah. I can't get away from him.
Yeah, but she it's wants like, him there
bro,
just the right
get
amount.
To
right.
Do.
Now she doesn't
right.
see him at all.
It's not right, though.
I would like a happy medium.
Yeah.
I understand.
She wants him the way it was before.
I have it. She wants what you want. You want exactly. Let me give you the prescription. This is what I would like you to fulfill. Yep. Can you do this?
Weekends off, 9 to 5.
Yeah, I mean, I like hanging out with him.
I haven't wanted to bring it up, as you've said. You know, he's gone all the time.
Yeah.
If you remember, though.
He was only out of work like a couple months.
Right, and you were going crazy. I got to get him a job.
I don't remember that.
In fact,
go
you
crazy.
Were putting it out
go
on the
crazy.
Air
go
that
crazy.
This guy needs a job, and someone wrote you and said, hey, what about, isn't that how you got the...
A listener. Right? Oh, no, well, we knew a listener that worked at Mercedes-Benz, and I asked him what he wanted to do. He said, I would like to sell Mercedes. Great, let's get you to do that.
Oh.
Right.
That's how that came about.
And
your dream came true.
Request was fulfilled, and now you don't like it.
Well, it's hard. You know, look, you don't always know what you want. You can't predict unforeseen consequences.
Water,
unintended consequences.
You know, that was the thing. He was around all the time. She was like, I got to get this guy out of here.
She didn't want him gone all the time.
Yeah.
And working 7 days a week.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, fine. So I guess what will happen is once you've won the power, the Mega Millions, you can hire him to leave the house.
Right. Pay him to go elsewhere for 8 hours a day.
I would like you to drive to
I'm
the city.
I'm going to need a break for the next 2 hours. Here's $100. We'll see you in a little bit.
You can just look up the traffic situations to different areas and say, I'm going to need you to drive to
I'm going to allow you to talk for 30 seconds. I'm going to time this. And then when
here's the
God,
buzzer,
you guys make it sound so bad.
Bing. Okay, that's it. Silence. And here's $100.
$1.6 billion is up for grabs. Also, the Powerball is small by comparison, but huge. $620 million.
Geez, I'm playing. I'm going to
dump
more down the toilet. Woo!
All you need is one.
Yeah, but I'm going to, you know, try to cover more bases than one.
Yeah.
So we're all playing separately again, correct?
Yeah. Should we pitch in together?
No, let's just...
Won't we have a better chance, though?
I would guess that we would.
Let's do it. Let's
I'll
do it
go
together.
Either way.
Let's
we
do
can
it
go,
together.
We can go separate.
One is
we
the
can
drawing?
Go together and separate if you want. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to John is definitely going to buy some let's do one I'm going to cover Bryn.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
When is he back? He's tomorrow,
Wednesday.
Right?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
So, yeah. Vaughn, everybody, so are we doing $20 a piece for each or $10 a piece for each?
For the let's do 10 for Mega and 10 for
Powerball.
As a group.
Yes. As a group.
10.
Each. So, so anything you do outside of that, but you have to choose one of the number cards and text it to everybody. So we'll get the
that one that gets texted in
is the one
is the group
so
ticket.
If another one of your ones wins, then good for you. Good on you.
I'll still give you guys money.
I'll give you money too. Okay. I would never totally ditch you guys without giving you some money.
Yeah,
but I would totally ditch you guys if I won $1 billion.
Oh my God!
I gotta go.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Go.
I have real estate to buy, mm-hmm. houses to redo.
Do you know how good I would
sleep
get at surfing?
To catch up on.
Oh, my God. I would surf every day.
Oh, my God. I'm going to eat everything. I might pick up a drug problem. Like, I'm going to live large. Yeah, why not? Pff, why got not? $1 billion. Let's have some
that's
fun.
Interesting.
Jeez.
Oh, I never thought about picking up a drug problem.
Well, you know, you got to think a little harder.
All right, then.
Billionaire goals, a drug problem.
You know, why not?
What?
I'll make that happen.
A little heroin.
Oh, my God. What is
nothing happening? Hard. Nothing hard. You know.
Nothing hard. Weed?
No.
Cocaine?
Probably coke.
Hashish.
Maybe some meth.
Mushrooms.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do the meth because my teeth would fall out.
Oh,
I'd probably get my coke problem back.
She laughs.
The problem with it was I couldn't afford it before.
Yeah. Expensive stuff.
Mm. All right. I'm going to move on.
All right.
Because this is just
getting good. I know. I agree.
Gotten ugly. The top Halloween costumes this year, according to Google. Mm. Pirate makes the list.
Oh, pirate. Oh. You guys Bear are both pirates.
At number 8.
Pirate.
We have two pirates this
oh,
year.
Oh, right. You're a pirate, too.
Are you going to be a pirate this year?
I'm not.
What are you going to be?
He doesn't want to tell us. He's going to surprise us.
Is he going to be Garage Cat?
No, I'm not going to be a
garage cat.
His name's Leo, and he's not a garage cat anymore.
I don't know who you're talking about. Like
although feeding him in the garage has now earned us two new cats, so that is...
Nice to be here.
We have friends.
I'll be here all week.
We're not lonely anymore.
I love you, garage cat.
At the top of the list, can you guess what the top Halloween costume this year is going to be?
Handmaid's Tale.
Slutty Handmaid's Tale.
No.
Donald Trump.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good one.
Gavin.
Oh, no.
Is it TV or movie?
Yeah, give us a hint.
It's a video game.
Oh, like Mario Brothers or something?
Fortnite.
It's Fortnite. Yeah, those Fortnite people.
I don't even know what the Fortnite... I couldn't...
The only thing I know about it is I saw a skit on SNL and they're all sort of dressed like semi-superheroes.
And
so
that's
that must
Fortnite.
Be what it is, I guess. So you dress as your avatar? I don't know.
Oh, do you make your own avatar?
It looks like it.
Oh.
But I really know thing zero about
Fortnite is the number one costume. All so right. As you see people and you go, what are you? It might be a Fortnite guy.
It's all over the map. It can literally be anything. One guy's dressed as a bunny. One guy's dressed as like a Halo guy. Mm. I mean, one guy's dressed as a hamburger.
Oh.
I see like skeleton or a soldier looking creature.
Wow.
Weird.
Guys dressed as a panda.
So really, when I dress as a NASA astronaut, I'm going to... This is my Fortnite avatar.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Thank you.
That's what people would say.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things. 707 says, my kids do that, too. They call it making potions. They use food coloring and juices.
Oh, It does keep them occupied.
Well, yeah, whatever. I was like, I remember watching football and no one's bothering me.
The kids were using the stuff and they start to get it. They'll like, you know, taste it and their lips are green and they, you know, just. But you're like, who cares?
Right.
They didn't bother me.
Right.
That stuff cleans up pretty good.
Hi, Sarah. I saw Waitress last week. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, it's
the performances
excellent.
Were phenomenal.
Mwah. Mwah.
The singing was amazing, and when the lead actress sang "She Used to Be Mine,"
oh my God!
I don't think I'll ever, I've ever seen one small person own a stage more. Amazing and beautiful.
Yep.
I really look forward to hearing the interview on Alice tomorrow. Is it tomorrow?
Oh, I think it's next week.
Is that tomorrow?
No, after. It's no. They were supposed to be tomorrow, and now it's going to be, I believe, next Thursday.
Yeah, it's a ways off. And listen, this play only runs, I think, through November 11th. Like, if you're thinking about it, go do it.
The Waitress is the name of the play.
Yeah,
The Waitress.
Waitress, and it's
was it pretty crowded?
It seemed like a full house, and you know, it's in the best part of town, so we saw needles and human poop, and
awesome.
You know, it was,
they haven't cleaned that up yet?
Oh no,
it's not clean.
People laying all over the sidewalks.
Sarah's sister-in-law is traumatized.
Oh my god, she's so upset about it. She's like, "You guys have to do something." I'm like, "Okay, what?" She's like, "Build more shelters." I'm like, "With what money?"
Well,
and
the
force people to stay. I agree. We talk about it all the time.
On the ballot right now, there's a measure, and this is Benioff is behind it, and Demps Dorsey, the guy from Twitter, is against it,
yeah.
And they're fighting on Twitter about it.
They are.
The tax that's going to go to the big tech companies will generate a ton of money for the homeless. And, of course, there's a lot of debate about how do you solve this problem. Giving people money will never solve
it.
No,
when you give people things and they didn't have to earn them.
Is it Prop C?
It's Prop C.
Yeah.
That's the one. And I think London Breed is against it, which is she's the mayor, the current mayor of San Francisco. So she's not for this measure. Mm. I don't know. I haven't read on it. And I actually don't think I get to vote on it because I'm not living. I don't live in the city.
What should I vote?
Well, you tell us. What is how do you
read
feel about it?
Well,
how do you feel about it?
I don't have any opinions.
Yeah, she was very upset.
You don't have any opinion?
On Prop C? No,
yeah.
I don't have an opinion on it.
We need to break, you guys. We're going to take a quick one. We'll come back with your first chance at $1,000.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.